الحمد لله وكفى
وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. One very fundamental and important aspect of our deen is to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just before that, we are now at the threshold of i'tikaf, and throughout the world people will be sitting for i'tikaf in masajid. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and let every masjid that there be people for i'tikaf. And very, very fortunate are those people who have got the tawfiq, who will be sitting and be completely exclusive with Allah, with your beloved. To have 10 days with your beloved, what greater thing? 24 hours all the time. What is a honeymoon? A honeymoon is nothing. It is all haram also, it is all wrong also. But this with Allah Ta'ala, that you spend your 10 days, may Allah give us all tawfiq, and whatever there are obstacles, may Allah remove them all and make it easy for all of us. There is a very great ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to realize it. And together with that, just to add that unfortunately with the cell phone, the hell phone, even our i'tikaf is destroyed now. We are in contact with the world with the cell phone here. And the way excuses come with that also. And really i'tikaf means to be in seclusion only with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with i'tikaf and the reality of it. And may Allah Ta'ala let it come alive in the whole world. So with regard to sunnah, this is a very, very important fundamental aspect of our lives. We all make dua that Allah bless us with the reality of following sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, the real, we all are worried. There are so many things that have been bombarded at us, our women folk, our children, all anti-Islamic things from different sources. How are we going to protect ourselves from so many different sources? We are being attacked all the time, and for they are making preparations and arrangements more than 24 hours a day. They are fully at it, and so many people. We have been given the most beautiful way. Just follow sunnah, and no, nothing can harm you. It is such a protection that whoever it can be, no matter what philosophies, what strategies, what planning they have, nothing can harm us if we just follow the sunnah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. So in this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, قُلْ أَوْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ announce and say to the people, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or as other ulama have explained, if you want the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the criteria to show, like everyone can claim, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that I'm a great ashik and a great lover of Allah Ta'ala. But for everything, there is a proof of it. You make a claim, you must have a proof. You must substantiate it. So the love of Allah Ta'ala, the proof of it is that إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, say to the people that they must follow me. That is the proof that a person has got the love of Allah Ta'ala. How much more sunnahs are in our lives, so much more it is a proof. It is a proof that the love of Allah is with that person, in that person. And if a person wants the love of Allah Ta'ala, then also it is to practice on the sunnah. Because the sunnahs, Allah loves them so much that a person who has got the sunnah, Allah loves that person. Tere mehboob ke ya Rab, Surat leke aaya hoon, خاجي عزيز الحسن عزيز الحسن صاحب مجذوب رحمة الله عليه says our love just come with the outward form of your beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to isko haqiqat kar de mein shabahat leke aaya hu you give me the reality of it I've just come with the outward form and Allah loves this outward form also the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam they made their outward form like Musa they dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and really that was also like a mockery with Musa alayhi salam they did but Allah loved their dressing so much of Musa alayhi salam the Nabi of the time that what iman Allah gave them and instantly to get that iman faqdi ma anta qad fir'aun do what you want to he threatened I'll cut your one hand one leg I'll make you hang from the trees and die in that way and mufassirin say he did that between 10 and 120,000 people he gave them such punishment but they said do what you want. What the iman they had developed so on the sunnah a person, Allah Ta'ala gives a person very high position. So the sunnahs are very, very important. Every aspect of Allah, we should make dua that Allah gives us the love of sunnahs. Become diehards of sunnahs. That sunnah, what is sunnah? Finish. End of the story. Nothing of mine will go further now. Now for me, for my wife, for my children, for everyone, the minute sunnah comes, I love that. That is my way and my tariqah. Allah make that come into us. Secondly, the knowledge of sunnah. This is a very great ibadah. Just to acquire the knowledge of sunnah. That is a great ibadah on its own. And generally, all our deeni knowledge, it is an ibadah of its own. And a very great ibadah to acquire knowledge. And we make it an object to acquire the knowledge of the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While we are here in i'tikaf also, otherwise also, let us try and see on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, am I learning one more sunnah? And there are still many sunnahs which we don't know about also. For example, when taking off clothes, everyone might not know there is a dua to be read at that time. And also how to take out the clothes from the left side, etc. All that also, there are sunnahs in there also. So to all the time upgrade ourselves. And there is no end to it. Who can live the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we have to all the time try and endeavor. And very, very good is this kitab, Piyare Nabi Ki Piyari Sunnate. The beloved sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in English also available. And if any person has any difficulty, please contact us. We will, inshallah, definitely arrange you can have it. And one sunnah a day, or a week, we repeat it all the time. And really, like alhamdulillah, after the annual jalsa, there are quite a few brothers who already sit from Jalsa time. Then after Jalsa, we have programs already after Zuhar, after Asr. Allah reward Maulana Musa Sahib. He reads after Zuhar about the Sunnah. And every year, though it's the same Sunnahs we're doing. But you see, you're picking up anew, which you didn't know, or you were not practicing on it. And you get the tawfiq. So all the time, so the love of Sunnah, the knowledge of Sunnah, make that dua that Allah blesses us with that keenness to learn the sunnah and then to practice on the sunnah. That is the main essential thing that we practice on every sunnah. And every sunnah we do it, Allah give us ikhlas, sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah. And this is the honorable, mubarak tariqah of my beloved. And that I'm convinced there is no other way, but this is the way. Whether it is in dressing, whether it is in getting up, whether it is making istinja, leaving the house, entering the house, everything, the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So with that conviction, we practice on the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to practice, to propagate the sunnah. And mashallah, there are many people who in different ways do it. Some prepare little cards, they give out, they put in their houses when before entering the toilet, before leaving the house, etc. In our talks, in whichever way, let us try and propagate the sunnah. When we are sitting down to eat, teach our children. There are so many sunnahs of food, of eating, which we don't know still. And so many which we know we are not practicing on. But if we'll practice on, one sunnah, the benefits of it, and yes, so to say, the byproducts or the side effects, which is for our dunya, we cannot imagine also. Our niyat is for the pleasure of Allah, and that this is the ideal, and that is why I am doing it. But at the same time, what opens of it for our dunya, every sunnah. There is nothing better for our dunya's life also. In any aspect, we make iftari with khajur, make that also with the niyat of sunnah that it is. And what it is, for our spiritual benefit, but our physical, bodily benefit also, we cannot imagine. A dietitian says, non-Muslim dietitian, that your Nabi has prescribed for you fasting, which is from Allah Ta'ala, we keep roza, and he has prescribed for you to open your fast on fruit. And there is nothing better than fruit. And not only fruit, the dietitian says, but the king of fruit, dates. And today we are so fortunate, we are having ajwa here, we are having rutabs here, khajur of Madinatul Munawwara. And the minute a person has got taste for Madina Sharif khajur, you can get the big khajurs of Southwest Africa, Namibia, of Iran. But they don't have that taste, what the khajur of Madina has got. And for a mu'min and an ashik, that I'm eating the khajur of my Madina, of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam city. What a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have the love for every sunnah, even if we're not practicing it. Even I'm deficient in that, I'm not practicing, but I love it. And then to have the knowledge of it. And knowledge also is very important, and Allah reward all those ulama who are separating water from milk and giving us the sunnahs as they are. Otherwise, in the name of sunnahs, there are many things which has come as riwaj, as people who just, it was customary. And now many of us think it's sunnah also, and we have that. So what is the true actual sunnah? That also Allah Ta'ala reward all those ulama who work in that direction. And giving us ready-made pure sunnah. And then all the ulama also, they have this burning desire that how can I promote the sunnah? Whether it is in booklet forms, in pamphlet forms, in bayans, whichever way. So they are doing all that worry to present it ready to us. They will give it little cards, take home and go and practice the sunnah. So it is being all done. They go and study how many kitabs, check up which is the actual sunnah and which is some addition somebody has put here. Whether it is like in the dua after azan. Many of us have got وَالدَّرَجَةَ الرَّفِيعَ also. How the ulama have made it clear also, and how they go to lengths to explain to us. So Allah give us that tawfiq also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how beautifully he has explained the value and the qeemat, the great value of sunnah, and the importance of it, and the practicality, and how we can adapt to it so easily. He says, sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. In anything you want to do, the easiest way that a person can do anything is the sunnat way. In other words, it's the natural human way of doing things. How many sunnats, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it's my sunnat and of all the anbiya. They all followed on this sunnah-e-huda, on the natural sunnats. So whether it is the keeping of the beard, the paring of the nails, and all these have got so great value. Sunnat ka tariqa, ashal tariqa hai. For example, you want to have a nikah. You have it sunnat tariqa, very, very easy. And you go and have it in any other way, It is very difficult also, cult also, cult also, and very expensive also, and no barakat in there also. Sunnah tariqah, the correct way, how much of barakat also in there. So the sunnah tariqah is the easy way of doing any and everything. And then sunnah tariqah, ajmal tariqah. It is the most beautiful way to do something. Whatever we would like to do, we would like to accomplish it in the most nice, beautiful way. That is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnat ka tariqah, akmal tariqah hai. It is the way of perfection. There is no better way. It's a complete, a perfect way. Way. Where Allah says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Your deen has been completed for you. It is with that beautiful sunnah that it is completed. You make your namaz according to sunnah. You will keep our rozas according to sunnah. Sunnah way makes everything perfect and complete. So we have been blessed with this. And no matter how much shukr we make, that our ulama and our elders, our pious elders, brought us on sunnah tariqah. Not on bid'at and rusumat. Hey, whether it is reading of Durood Sharif, which is the most valuable Durood. Alhamdulillah, many Buzurganadin have made beautiful Durood. But the Durood of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never can anything surpass that. And they put us on that line. We can't read the Durood, but also we must be very careful how many Durood Sharif kitabs are printed very beautifully also. And they are adorned and made so beautiful. But many times there are words of shirk in those durus also. Raising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more higher than his pedestal and taking him into the level of being Allah, na'uzu billah. So we have to be very, and our buzurs, what the ulama is given and what the tariqah Allah has given us. May Allah let us hold to this and make shukr to every day. Allah associated us with ulama is given, and they gave us people like Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar ul Haq Sahib, all our Kabir, how they separated water from milk and gave it to us ready. So Allah Ta'ala give us the love of sunnah, knowledge of sunnah, to practice sunnah and to propagate sunnah also. And many of the public also, mashallah, Allah reward them, where they also, the few sunnahs with regard to eating, for example, anything else, they print it on a card. And they are just, what great rewards are they also getting? Just on that niyat and on that amal. And anyone who makes amal, like for example, mashallah, many people also, they the miswak. Also we should see, now we have got it like in that folder, like in a pen folder, in that it is. Now lot of expenses, sunnat is one major sunnat in everything, is simplicity. Now we are adding more and more and more and that and that. So we are moving away. But on that, then again, it is in a wrapper. Then on the wrapper, mashallah, they said, write the value of sunnah, etc. Which also we must consider everywhere, that whatever we are putting on wrappers, etc., are the people then respecting it? Or that hadith is thrown in the wastebasket, na'uzu billah. We must be very careful about that also. But anyway, the sunnahs which are being promoted at one time, to find sunnah, to find a miswak, yeah, in South Africa, was out of the question. If you couldn't find a miswak. But today, and imagine one sunnah, one namaz with miswak, 70 times more valuable. Just imagine, somebody started making miswak. You encourage the person in whichever way, and he started making miswak. He is making miswak for every namaz that he is performing. You getting that reward also, and every namaz multiplied by 70, and not by 70, afzalu min sab'ina marra, more better. And Allah's afzal, only Allah knows how much better. If I tell you, I'll give you, do this work, I'll give you 10 rand. If you do it good, I'll give you extra. But as a human, how much are you going to give extra? I doubt it very much anyone will give 10 rand more. So make it 20. Perhaps 2 rand, 5 rand more. But Allah Ta'ala, 70 times more. How much? And not only 70, more than that also. And when we make also the miswak and any sunnah, then if we can do it with that consciousness, then with that great passion, and like we cherish it, this is the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported to say at the top of their voice, no matter who is there, أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةِ لِحَاؤُلَتِي لِحَاؤُلَاءِ الْهُمَقَاءِ الْهُمَقَاءِ مَسَا جِبَا أَتْرُكُ السُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي. I must give up the sunnah of my beloved for these stupid people. Today we suffer with such an inferiority complex that that person is a non-person. Perhaps just because the color of his skin, just because of his some position, and we relegate sunnah. And we are shy to practice upon the sunnah. So Allah give it to us, put it into us that we practice upon and have the love and practice every sunnah. Our Shaykh, may Allah reward him, what a beautiful poem he has said, which the ulama of the world also acknowledge and say, what a great poem. And this shows the great position of our Shaykh in every aspect. نقشِ قدم نبی کے صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم following in the footsteps of نبی علیہ الصلاة والسلام, that is the sunnah. نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے. It is the way to jannat. So you get your way to jannat also by following sunnah. And Allah se milate hai, and you get connection with Allah also no, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Sunnat will make us join Allah jalla jalaluhu ta'ala shanuhu amma nawaluhu. Sunnat is the way to join us with Allah, and you get joined with Allah now, cash. And this is really a beautiful translation of قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. You love Allah Ta'ala, follow sunnat, you'll get Allah Ta'ala. And you will get Jannat also by following this. Everything is kept in the Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that hadith, that Quran is more in need of hadith than what hadith is in need of Quran. In other words, Quran Sharif, nobody can understand it on its own until we don't go through hadith. But deen, you can understand just with hadith, even if you didn't study Quran. Deen, hadith will give you everything. It's the explanation of Quran Sharif. So what, and hadith is the sunnah of, and in there, Allah reward those ulama who made distinction between hadith and sunnah also. This is not really part of the talk, but inshallah we can benefit. We have to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not that emphasis on hadith. What is this? That, for example, the sunnah, lifelong sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, to wear topi. But you will find one hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on some occasion did not wear topi. So if you just follow hadith, and today that is what people are trying to promote, that you find one hadith and then you discard the whole lifelong sunnah. That is not correct. See the whole sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for some necessity, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not wear topi when he made namaz, for some necessity. See, so that is the hadith. Don't take that one hadith and you cancel the whole life sunnah. For to drink water standing, sunnah is sit and drink. Whole life sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On some occasion, for some necessity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank water standing. So you follow that one hadith and you discard all this. So Allah give us tawfiq to follow the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These sunnahs of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so valuable by way of a few examples. It's not very long ago, and many of us will still remember the time when we used to buy rice for our household need. And then the human folk had to sit hours with that rice, taking out the little stones, little pieces of grass, etc. Because all that also. And when you bought that rice, you paid for the stones also, which is more heavier than the rice. and for the little twigs which is lighter than the rice, but you paid for it at the price of rice. And when you bought it, you protected and looked after it as you looked after your rice. You were looking after stones also, because they were with the rice. But when the lady sat that, and for hours they sat, and they cleared it up, they took the stones one side, the little twigs one side. Now, and that now has got no value. Now it is thrown outside. It is thrown in the dirt burn. It is thrown outside. Your dogs urinate on it. People trample on it. People spit on it. Now no value. Nobody will have any worry of it. So as long as it was with the rice, it had value. In the same way, as long as we are connected with Sunnah, we got value by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will look after us, and our value will be, and our protection will be according to the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But nobody separated us. We separated ourselves from Sunnah. Now when we are like that, the stones that have been thrown out in the dustbin, thrown out, dogs urinate on it, people trample on it. When we separated, now we got no value. And now Allah hasn't got that value for us. Now we haven't got that protection from Allah Ta'ala. And then we also ask commonly that why are the Muslims suffering like this? And when we see, the sunnahs are not there in our lives. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained from the writings and talks of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, so to say, the thorns which are under a rose, they complain to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you made us thorns, and we are in this beautiful garden, and nobody wants thorns in his garden. So when the gardener will come, garden service people will come, they will take us and they will throw us out of the garden, because nobody wants thorns in his gardens. So to say, Allah told my thorns, I made you thorns. You don't worry. Nobody will throw you out. You only do one thing, you stay under my roses. As long as you are under the rose, nobody will throw you out. You separate yourself from the rose, yes, then you will be thrown out. As long as you are under the rose, a lover gives a rose to his beloved, the thorns will go with. You go and buy a rose, whatever price you might pay for it, but you will be paying the price of roses for the thorns. They will come with. You can't tell the florist that take out the thorns. I don't want the thorns. I only want the roses. No, they're going to come, and the florist will tell you, you'll pay the price of roses for the thorns. And if the thorns are not there, the rose won't be there. You have to take it with that. So like that, as long as we are like thorns, we have got thorns. We have got no value, but we stay under the roses of Sunnah, then we will have that value by Allah Ta'ala. So Sunnah, may Allah make it come into our hearts. And one person spoke in front of one alim about the discussion they were having, and he said, this is but a Sunnah. So that alim told him that it is a Sunnah. What you are saying is correct, but your tone is kufr. That you are belittling the Sunnah, there is only a Sunnah. Your tone is kufr. What you are saying is correct, but your tone today, many of our things, that this is only Sunnah, and we just discard how many things that it is Sunnah. Do we know what is Sunnah? How valuable, how Allah prizes and values the Sunnah. So may Allah let this i'tikaf and this Ramadan make it come into us that we realize. And everything, the outward sunnahs also. And these outward sunnahs also, many of us must not get fooled also. That just because I've got the beard, which is sunnah, and I've got a topi amama also, which is sunnah, my kurta is sunnah, everything. So I'm all right. That is a great, great thing. To have this outward sunnah dress today is a very great thing. But more important is to have the inside sunnahs also. Our attitude, our character, our akhlaq, how we deal with our wives, how we deal with our subordinates, those who are under us, all of them, how we treat them. That is very, very important. In our shops, our customers, non-Muslim customers, Islam has spread by the business people tremendously throughout the history of Islam. And it was all they conducted their business according to Sunnah. Their attitude with their customers. Their object was not profit. Their object was not money making. Their object was service, and that is what our deen teaches us, and the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by that the deen spread where, whether it was Indonesia, whether it was Malaysia, and all those areas, it spread because of this, the traders that were there, and from the beginning, who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also traded. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great businessman, and all of these people promoted deen very, very, until today now. Business people are in the forefront of service of deen. And where, alhamdulillah, generally in the world, the business people and the ulama are together, deen just moves forward there. And this is happening more and more. Otherwise, in some countries, the ulama were trying in their way, but business people, the support was not there as such. But where the two are meeting together, the deen is spreading like wildfire. Deen is spreading in the world. So sunnahs are very, very important in our lives. Make dua that the importance, the value, the love of sunnahs come into our hearts, and that we are prepared to give our everything for the sunnahs and to live our lives according to sunnahs. May Allah give us all tawfiq and make this the means, and with the barakat, one of the major du'as for Ramadan that we have to make. If we don't know what du'as to make, du'as, Ya Allah, give me the love of sunnah, give me the knowledge of sunnah, give me to practice on every way. Our Shaykh so beautifully says, May jahan bhi raho, jis fida mein raho, wherever I am, which and ever environment I am in, oh Allah, let me be practicing upon the sunnah. And let us try and bring all the sunnah and in the correct way into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.